My name is Faiz. This is my graffiti name, graffiti artist name. Okay. And what else? I'm from Bucharest. I started 2 years ago, but I also draw before, mostly doing stickers, paste ups, more things that weren't requiring so much spending time on the streets. Now I work just with spray cans, with aerosol, and I do lettering. This is what graffiti is. Graffiti is writing your name, and street art is more, it's working with personage, with characters. I write everywhere my name because for me it's very important, like, people to notice there is someone out there, and especially that I'm a girl, I expose myself. And I assume and responsibly a voice in the public space, and people cannot ignore it. I'm a part of the graffiti movement in Bucharest. So the graffiti movement is divided into artists that are drawing by themselves and into artists in groups. And the groups are called crews, graffiti crew. And in Bucharest, I don't have a crew because I'm the only girl in Romania that is doing graffiti. So this is what I'm working now. I'm trying to find other girls or to inspire other girls to start drawing letters so we can together make a crew. To be honest, I would like to work with also with guys, to draw with them, but I think for them it's very intimidating to work with a girl. They don't feel very comfortable around having a girl with them when they go out drawing. This is what I noticed. They prefer just to be by themselves. Been much more girls, it would have been much more easier for me to make a crew, this kind of crew. Now I work with a lot of girls that are drawing, but not everyone wants to draw in the public space, take these risks. Yes. So we mainly do drawing sessions together in safe spaces. Or we go out to draw, but in abandoned places where you can have a lot of time and there is no one to come to, I don't know, to do something harmful to you. And it's also difficult because the guys from the movement and everything is connected, so they are promoting this. You have to be very strong and you have to be violent and you have to take drugs and, I don't know, you have to consume alcohol and you have to assume a lot of risks, and this is not true at all. You can be the most peaceful person in the world and to have the most healthiest lifestyle, and you can do all these things and it's not so dangerous as they promote. All the teenagers and children that want to start to get into the movement, they go into the movement with this false approach of it. So they are starting to draw it with the bad influence. Mm. Oh, that's why this is another reason I started to do this sessions of drawing with girls. Because I know what is the reality, so for me it's important to tell them and they can do it. So this workshop I have started 1 year ago. Mm-hmm. And I find the girls on Facebook. And I write to them and I ask them and I invite them to come and draw with me. And maybe a girl knows another girl, so this is how we spread the word. But usually girls don't know other girls.
Yeah.
They always feel like they are the only one, or they know, or they have heard a rumor that there is another girl, but no one knows her, and it's very difficult. Usually, these drawing sessions are having like 10 persons maximum. This is the maximum I have had until now, and not constantly the same persons. I'm developing a project with one other girl that was and is in the group, and we will make courses, like a school of graffiti and street art, and we also will open a library, a street art and graffiti library. The library will be open for everyone, but the courses, the school, it will be just for girls. It will have classes just with girls and with teachers, also girls. Women already that have experience in street art or illustration or graffiti. So my next project that is very very near. It's an exhibition that will be in 2 days. It's called Urban Discrimination, and this will be my first exhibition, and this will be the first exhibition in Romania that will have a graffiti woman artist exhibited, and this will be my coming out to a much wider public, but my coming out just like with the works, not with the face.
Okay.
But this will be the most visible thing I, besides working on the street, but now like public recognition. For example, when I do presentations about graffiti, I present myself as the youth worker from my NGO.
Okay. Okay.
So when I'm going to the streets, it's just anonymous. When I don't know, this is how I work. I work with many identities. I also do a graffiti festival that is happening each year in small cities, and I'm trying to connect all the small cities and all the graffiti artists from the small cities to make like a big network of artists. And I bring artists from international artists together with Romanian artists. So I'm trying to build this wider international collective of graffiti artists that also are involved into social work, not just drawing and vandalism and I don't know, express themselves, but also to start work with the social environment where they operate. It's a very powerful feeling to go into the streets, and it's a mixture of feelings. It's power and adrenaline, and I personally feel very empowered after doing this kind of things, because I feel like I can do everything, and everything else has until that point seems meaningless, or the importance of I give another rate for the things in my life in this way. I see that small things are that maybe in a moment look like a really big deal. They are just small things, and but when you go into the street and you feel you leave something there, and people will see you, and this is my proof that I am a human being capable and of doing anything, and people should do much more things like this, just to take action and to do whatever they want to do.
When I'm banging on the radio.
chest when I'm banging on the radio. Chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the dash. But my chain hits my chest when I'm banging. Get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands high. Don't go screaming if I blow you with a bang. Going not to bitch, I'll see. Coming through, what we got left is just me and you. But if I go to bed, baby, can I take you? Get back.